Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Brachas, daf Mem Hei. As we are in the fourth parak here of Maseches Brachas, we're in Parak Tfilas HaShachar. Again, this Maseches Shir is sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Le'ilu Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rav Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Ben Rablei Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yemen Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So we are discussing the times for Mincha. That was yesterday's discussion. Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana, and is it better to dive in towards the end as Dimdume Chama, so that there's Mora Shamayim Kol Hayom, as we mentioned. And then at the end of the shiur, the story of Rav, let's just remember that story because it's going to come up again, Be'ez Hashem, today. The brother of Rav Ada's mother used to hold on to Rav's jacket on the Gabbai, on Yom Kippur, so after Rav davened Shachris and Musaf, that he gave him his davening coat, and maybe went to learn, and then he told him when, three lines from the bottom, Amarleh on Mem Dalet Amabez, Katichmi Shimsha, Bereish Dikli, when you see the sun getting to the tops of the trees, Tevli Gulsi, Denitzli Dimenchasa. So you give me my jacket so that I could daven Mincha. That's the girsa that we have. That's the girsa that we have. If you look on the Shinin Nischos, there's another girsa, as we'll see a little bit later, that Denitzli Ni'ila Sharim. So according to that, he daven Mincha earlier, and when he asked for his jacket back, he was getting it to daven Ne'ila, as we'll see a little bit later. But continuing now, V'shimsha b'reish dikli taman, when the sun is at the top of the trees there in Bavel, ayimama huhacha. It is still daytime. It's earlier than that here in Eretz Yisrael. D'mar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, ha'omer l'tzola charavi, who says litzola charavi, that it should be dried up, right? This is a pasuk in Yeshayo. So one who says to the tzola, to the depths, it should dry up. Zubavel she zuto shel olam, which is the zuto, which is the low point of the world. So what does this mean, right? Pashup shot, you could have just said that, why is it still daytime in Eretz Yisrael? Because there are time zones, and we're wet. Eretz Yisrael is west of Bavel. Chazal understood that, but they were saying something on a more spiritual level, that Bavel is deeper, maybe it's topographically, but just ontologically and spiritually, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos. What does Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos mean? Not that it's higher, but some Mefarshim explain that let me read it from the Mefarshim. Let's go in order. The Radvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva relating to this line, which appears in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, of Eretz Yisrael being Gavoa, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Tes, Sha'alti Mimani, Du Mikroi Mashba, the Harabayis, Va'amikdash, Gavoa, Mirushalayim, V'yachar Minanami, Kalkatan, Shiachol, Lechos, V'yadu, Avshalavi, V'la'alos, Mirushalayim, Laharabayis, Aviv Chayv La'aloso, right, for the Mishnah is about Alila Regel. So it's clear from Sukkim and from Mishnah is that Yerushalayim is high, Harabayis is higher than Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Vachem minim bizvachem v'chulu. V'ata, mashu v'kol ha'anish Harabayis, v'kavo mikol Yerushalayim. V'ata ani ro'eh. The Radvaz was the chief rabbi in Egypt, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. And towards the end. V'ata ani ro'eh, she gavoa miharabayis, mikol svivo sabayis. I see that the rest of Yerushalayim is higher than Harabayis in my day, says the Radvaz. Chutz mitzad hadarom, except for the south side. Asher sham emek Yehoshaphat, v'sham lo haya binyan. Right, that's the only side, only from the south side I see is higher, but the rest of it, Yerushalayim is higher. So I don't understand, what does it mean that Yerushalayim is higher and Eretz Yisrael is higher? Da, ki beiz dvarim garmuze. I think on a physical level, says the Radvaz, two things caused it. V'hu, ki biyoski akum kavshu asabayis kama pa'amim. How many times over the past 1,000 years, says the Radvaz, and now we could say, 1,500, 1,600 years, even more. How many times have non-Jews conquered the place? Umi sin asam oso, and because they hate us, aru ade sodba. They destroyed it and they dug it out. That's why it's lower. Because so many times it's been covered up and dug out. Va'od kedai shelo yia gavoa mimakom shelahem. Also, so that it's not higher than their holy spots. Ulafisha makom madron, and also because it's a sloped area. Hakishamim hayushotvin mideshana b'shana es ha'afar shayetichoach. Sometimes the rains push down the earth over the years and the centuries. Umalichanoso ad shafel karkos harabayas. V'gam malchei ha'akim ha'yechofrim k'di legalos yesodos hamayas levenos aleim chomas habayas. They dug. Can't ask, it's not higher. Because there's been so many physical, historical events. They've dug, they've tried to put in new foundations, the rain. Kam Yerushalayim nechrava kama pa'amim. Umapolas habatim nazatel. Uberova yamim nechbash ha'makom ahu v'naser karka. Right, so every archaeological layer makes everything else higher. So not only has Yerushalayim gotten lower, the rest of the area has gotten higher. So on a very practical level, the Radvaz says, you can't ask about Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos, Yerushalayim, compared to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael compared, because topographically, different things happen over the years and over the centuries. The Chassam Sofer has more of a spiritual look to it. What does it mean, Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos? He says, when you have a globe, it's a circle. What's on top? What's on top of the circle? Well, it depends how you hold the globe. You can turn it around. You can turn it over. But the question is, what if that circle was created? Where did it start from? Where was the first spot? That was the top of the circle. So that's what Chazal mean. Eretz Yisrael was on top of the globe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? That has to do also with the date line, about how do you determine the date line. But that's what he writes in Yerodeah, Simon, Reish, Lamed, Dalet. He quotes the context of that tshuva. This is not the only place where the Chazal Sofer writes about this. The Kaddish of the Tshuva is talking about Tzfat. He said, quotes the Sefer Chesel Avram, B'malas Tzfat neged kol shar Eretz Yisrael, Hainu chutz mirushalayim, V'chalila lahalos aladas, Shekedushas shum ir yoser mirushalayim. V'yimkein, mi shepaga betzfat yikara, what if the tear kriya, if you see Tzfat, right, before you come to Yerushalayim, skip a couple of words. Chalila lo markein. Ve'ech yitzuyer, shetzvadi gavor miYerushalayim, va'avira tov Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, ve'kamta va'alisa el hamakom. Right, and Eretz Yisrael is gavor mikol. He says, and I explained elsewhere, yipale la'amar mikan shegavor, malashon mikan nechzi anan, v'udavar anira la'ayin, v'nimdad b'kane. Va'od be'emes enokein, v'hu mevur la'baki ksas b'mapas ha'olam. So how are you supposed to understand that it is higher, right? Topographically, and look at a map, it's not true. Vehine, and therefore he says, Ha'olam agul kikadur, ubedavar kaduri lo shayak gavoa benamuch. When I have a ball, it's not trying to talk about higher and lower. It's all a circle. So he says, Nechzi anan, im yelofanino kadur agul, va'anu makirim bo nekuda achas shimi menoshkiyas ha'kadur ha'u, v'nisrachi misham, if you know there's one spot on the globe, on the earth, that the whole world spread out from, so we'll call that spot the life, the root, and that's what we would call me'ula and higher, gavoa mikol ha'arazos. V'chala pios elaponim imenu yon kiminikas chiyusam. That's where their nourishment comes from. V'hu amirkas ha'amiti shal ha'kadur. V'az v'li safek mikol tzad shaponim elav nikra aleha. Lo aleh b'maylas gdulas ha'makom levad, ela mamish kemisha omi b'mkoma v'ra ha'ofek shesvivav yarud v'amok v'chulu. And he continues, and he talks about Tzfat again. Right, that's where he was very upset at the Lag BaOmer get-togethers on Tzfat in Meiron, which is right next to Tzfat. So that's what the Chassam Sofer Yerodeah Reish Lamed Aleph. So again, that seems to be what the Gemara here is talking about by saying by Bavel is the deepest, and Eretz Yisrael is higher. So again, that's one of the reasons why sunset is at a different time. Again, we can say on a more practical life level, that it's just in a more eastern time zone, a couple of degrees to the east. But again, this is how the Gemara views it. There's one Dvar Musar that I remember like to mention. Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus L'Shas, which is a compilation of Hasidic thoughts on Shas, and in Kiddushin, where this comes up, he says, quotes from the Or HaMeir, Eretz Yisrael, the Artzius, the physicality of Bnei Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos is higher and different than all other Artzius, than all other nations, right? Because even our physicality is imbued with Kedusha, and our Gashmius, and our eating, and our drinking, and our sleeping. So Eretz of Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos more than any other Artzius of any other nation. Okay, we continue. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Menek Reshmat Sola, so why was Bavel called the Depths? Shasham tsalalu meisedar amabo. When everybody in the Mabo died all over the world, they all rolled and they ended up in the deepest place, and that was Bavel. Gam Bavel Linpol Chalalei Yisrael. Gam Lebavel Naflu Chalalei Kalaretz. That's the pasuk that reflects that the corpses ended there. Ksiv Ayimsu Bika Be'eretz Shinar Vayeshvu Sham. So we learn back in Bereishis that they found a bika in Shinar, Vayeshvu Sham. So why is Bavel, another name for Bavel, is Shinar? Amar Reish Lakash, Lama Nikreshma Shinar. We're going to have a number of suggestions. Why is Bavel called Shinar? Shesham Ninaru Meisedar HaMavel. As we just said, there were shaken up the Meisedar HaMavel, and that's where they ended up. Davar Acher, number two. Shinar Sheheim Mesim Betashnuk. Beloner ubelom erchatz, because in Bavel they die tashnuk. What's tashnuk? The Pnei Moshe says bitzar mibli nachas. They don't have serenity when they die. Well, some of Farshim point out it means when they live too. It's not dafka when they die, but also when they live. Beloner ubelom erchatz. Why not? Says the Rash Sirlio. Beloner because he quotes the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos in the Bavli that there's no, they don't have olive oil there, so they don't have good light. They don't have tzalil nahore. So therefore, they don't have appropriate light and candles. And below merchatz, why? Explains the Rash Sirlio that their water, you know, doesn't stay where it's supposed to stay. To keep it to amukahi, yotzin bahamayim miyad. So they can't take good showers and they don't have proper light, and therefore their life is not the same kind of light. I saw one of the Achronim point out that maybe this is the remez, that they die without ner and merchatz. There's an idea when somebody passes away to light a candle to pour out the water. This is ner and merchatz, some remez to that. So that's Shinar. So number one, Nineru Meisei Dor Mabel. Number two, this line relating to the word tashnuk. Dover Acher Shinar Shehein Minu Arin Min HaMitzvos. They're shaken out for mitzvos. Blot Shumah V'lo Meiser. Right here doesn't only mean Bavel, it means Chutz La'aretz, but again, that was the major center of Judaism outside of Eretz Yisrael. So they're shaken out from mitzvahs. They don't have shumas and maizrus. Right? They're shaken out from mitzvahs. Right? That's the Gemara in Masechah Sota, which talks about why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so hard to go into Eretz Yisrael. Sota in the Bavli, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was begging, Mipnei ma nis'avu Moshe Rabbeinu likarnas Eretz Yisrael. V'chilecho mipir Yehud Tzarech, o lesbo mituva Hud Tzarech. Right, he wanted to enjoy the great restaurants in Eretz Yisrael. Elakach Omer Moshe, Harbe Mitzvahs Nisavu Yisrael, the aim is Kaimim Elab Eretz Yisrael. I want to do all the mitzvahs that I'm able to do. I know I'm not a Kohen, I'm a Levi, but I'll never be able to do those, the Kohen mitzvahs, but at least the mitzvahs of Tulis Baretz. I want to come in. Ekanes Ani Laretz Kadeshi Yiskaimu Kulan Al Yodi. Omer Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, okay, I'll give you the credit. Klum Atamavakish Elakabo Schar, Mali Ani Alecha Kilu Asitem. Which is an unusual lashon. What Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in the schar, he wanted to do the mitzvahs. But you see from there, mitzvahs of Hatulias Baaretz. That's the Gemara here. Shinar, Shinar, right? They are minu arin mina mitzvahs from Chumas and from Meiser. Davar Acher, continuing Shinar Shesareha Mesim Naarim. Right, Shin is Sarim and Naarim. That some of their princes die at a young age. Why? What does that mean? So the Ma'ariv Fulda says maybe it's based on the pasuk in Shema. Laman yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem al ha'adama asher nishma Hashem lavaseichem. Remember that Gemara elsewhere? Rabbi Yochanan, I think, was the one that's, he couldn't believe there were old people living in Bavel. He heard they were living in Bavel. I don't understand. It's against the pasuk. And he was shocked. Right? Laman yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem al ha'adama asher nishma Hashem lavaseichem. How could you have arichas yomim in chutz la'aretz? So the Gemara answers that it's they're makdim u'machri be'knishta in the shuls and the bati medrash, which are in the future going to be a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Shesaresha mesim nuram. Davar acher shinar sheheemida sone ve'er lakadosh baruch hu. That this land of Shinar was brought up and allowed to promulgate a hater and someone who raised and went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'ezezeh Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha who came from Shinar. Okay, a couple of different pshatim of the word Shinar. We continue. Rav, getting back to our issues from before about Mincha. Rav k'Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rav held like Reb Yehuda. What does that mean? Says the Charedim on top. K'mo Ika d'Amre. Right, this is like an Ika d'Amre, a second version. D'Palig Aman d'Masni. Hai Uvda d'La'el. This statement argues on what we heard earlier. V'amru amincha, that the story that we had before about he gave his coat on Yom Kippur to someone, and then he said, call me when the sun's by the tree so I can daven mincha. This is a nikah d'amri. We said there's a different girsa, right? That Rav didn't do this. Right, Rav Reb Yehuda, meaning David Mincha earlier before Palaga Mincha, like Reb Yehuda, and he therefore in Tabdine Kerabanan, why? Because why did he go like Reb Yehuda? But if, you know, you could have gone like either, but he wanted to be cover all his bases and be Yosi L'Chaladeus. In Tabdini K'Rabbanan, if I go like the Rabbanan, meaning in Stavim Mincha before Shkia, after Plaga Mincha, less Reb Yehuda Modi. Reb Yehuda wouldn't be Modi to that. Reb Yehuda argues on that. But in Tabdini K'Reb Yehuda, if Rabbanan not Modu, the Rabbanan would agree. Right? If I daven Mincha before Plag, the Rabbanan agree to that. They say you could have mincha even later, but they agree to that. So I'd rather, according to this version, Rav daven like Rabbi Yehuda, so he could be yotze l'chol adeyah, so even the Rabbana would agree to that. Right? The first skinny line in the Charedim, davi boi la fuke nafshi mi plukta. He didn't want to get into machlokas, and therefore if he could do something that related to yotze l'chol adeyah, so then that would be better. Right? And again, according to this, then the girsa beforehand in the story would have been that he got his coat back for ne'ila and not for mincha. The idea of being yotzei l'chol adeyus is something that we try to do sometimes, but also being choshes l'das yechidim. It's related, it's not the same exact pshat, but when there's a machlokes, you try to do both, but then there's sometimes a das yachid somewhere, and you try to be choshes for that das yachid. The Maharami Rutenberg is quoted a number of times in Shulchan Aruch. He came up with minhagim to try to be yotzei l'chol adeyus, to try to cover your bases from all the opinions. It's similar to the idea here. Is the one that we had earlier a couple weeks ago. We had saying Tfilas Haderech connected to another bracha, because to make it a bracha smucha l'chaverta. Remember Benassin Adler, he made a bari minei besamim, and others, so one idea. Or others said, right, to have a new suit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Right, to be able to have your Shechianu be Choshesh for that day, or that it's Kedusha Achas. Right, a number of times we find this idea of doing something to try to make just a cover, even though we don't pasken that way, Maker Adin, but just to do that. Okay, so this is where Rob also had that similar opinion. Okay, Minayin L'Ne'ila. What's the source of Ne'ila? What does that mean? It says the Pnei Moshe right here. What we had earlier, the three different opinions about the three times we daven. Is it Avos? Is it Tmidim, right? Is it the three times that a person has to turn to Hashem? Remember, we had that third day on yesterday's daf, and that's why the Aruch HaShulchan said, maybe we don't do that, saying these Yiratzons, like the first Bir Alacha said, because the Bavli doesn't quote that. Okay, but Ne'ila doesn't have a parallel. So how do you know Ne'ila? I might add, to put it into Rav Soloveitchik language, he spoke about this often, that tefillah needs a matir. You can't just come and talk to Hashem. You need a... not an invitation, but you need some type of halachic permit to speak to God. So, keneged avos and keneged tmidim aren't just nice ramazim, but that's the matir, right? Or, right, we have elsewhere, like, how do you know that 18 brachas in Shmon Esrei, or 19, because it says Shem Hashem 18 times in Mizbar L'David, Havel Hashem. So, what is that? Because that's the matir. Once you have that as a remez, but as a strong remez, to say, okay, this is what allows. This is the basis. So here too, maybe that's what the Gemara is asking. It has to be a pasuk. It has to be something that allows me to have ne'ila, which is defined as another tefillah. So where is it? So Amar Rabbi Levi, gam ki tarbu tefillah. The pasuk says also, when you say more tefillah, look at the whole pasuk in Yeshayahu, the beginning of Yeshayahu, the first parak. This is in Chazon. Ufafarischem kapechem, when you spread out your hands, Hashem says, alim eina mikem, I'm going to close my eyes from you. Gam ki tarbu tefillah, also when you daven more, and then yishomea yedechem, yadami meleo. I'm not going to listen, because your hands are full of blood. But what is that mashba? Here you're being marbe betefillah, and I'm not going to listen. Mashba, the other times there's a rebu tefillah, and I wouldn't listen. That's a remez to ni'ila. Mikan shekala marbe betefillah, na'aneh. Right, he's answered. Mechalfa shita said Rabbi Levi. This is different. He argues in the shita of Rabbi Levi. Why? Taman Amar. Rabbi Levi seems to have a stira. Taman Amar. Rabbi Abba Berei Derav Papi. Rabbi Yeshua Desechna B'Shem Rabbi Levi. Bechol Etzev Yeh Mosar. Right. Whenever there is hard work, Yeh Mosar. That's a good thing. Yeh Mosar. Udvar Svatayim. But extra words, Achla Machsar, it will detract. Right, and we learn from there. Right, sounds like if you daven extra, it's worse. Chana al yedeisha rebase betfila kitzra biyamav shal Shmuel. Right, because Chana was marbe bitfila, because she davened a little extra, so Shmuel had a shorter life. Here's a chumash, please. V'yashav sham, with Rashi. V'yashav sham ad olam. What does it mean when Chana said about Shmuel that she was gonna give him to the Mishkan and he was gonna be there ad olam? So what's ad olam? V'halo ein olam, and Shmuel was a Levi. Vahalo ein olamo shel Levi ela chamishim shana. A Levi, so to speak, life, existence, his avodah is 50 years. Right, when he becomes 50, he semi-retires, the Levi, from carrying. Yes, he does other things in the Mishkan, but he doesn't do the heavy work. So that's a remez that the life of a Levi is 50 years, and that's Shmuel, lived just around, as we'll see in a second, 50. So as a remez, she kept davening. She had no intention of this, of Chas v'Shalom, putting any limit on her son's life, but that is, what came out a little bit, of her words that she said. Either way, you see from here, as the Gemara asked, that sometimes ribuy is not good. Davening, saying too much is not good, right? So how could Reb Levi say here that kar mikan shakala marbe betfila nene? You see from elsewhere that he quotes based on this pasuk in Mishlei that it's not good to have extra. Dvar svatayim ach lamachzor. It's lamachzor. We'll get back to that. I'll just finish the train of thought. So Gemara first asked, just derech agav avi lechamishin v'tartin. He lived till 52, not 50. So what do you mean 50? So he said, Amar Reb Yosi ber Ribun shtayim shegamaltu. She said this after 2 years that she weaned him. So that's 50 from then. But now the Gemara says, Vika Amar Hachin, and this is what he said. So here's the stira. Is ribui tefila a good thing or not? So, I Amra, Kein Liyachid, Kein Litzibur. It depends if it's in private, right? If it's in private, Dumya Dechana, so then that could be a problem. But when it's the Tzibur, so the Lashon of, Gam Kitarbu, right? That's the Lashon of the Pasuk originally. That's Lashon Rabim. And therefore, it is, Tzibur could be Ribui Tfila. A Yachid Ribui Tfila maybe is not as, appropriate. What's reflected in this Gemara is, not just Ribui Tfila, but sometimes being very specific in Tfila. Right? We should try, some of Farshim explained that we should try to daven, but make sure that we leave room, so to speak, and not limit and be so exacting and specific in our tefillah. Because if we daven wrong, then maybe it's, it won't be as effective. If you remember that Rashi, there's a Rashi in Chukas. Rashi in Chukas, in Parachaf Aleph Pasuk Aleph. What happened? Remember the Rashi that the Kanani Melech Arad, Yoshiv HaNegev, he heard Kibo Yisrael Derech HaSarim, then he went out to fight the Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi quotes there, Yoshiv HaNegev really means Amalek. Like it says, Amalek Yoshiv Beres HaNegev. V'shina es l'shono l'daber b'lashin Kanan. But he was tricking us. He was davening he was talking in Kanaanite. K'dei she'yiu Yisrael mispalalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asis Kanaanim b'yadam. So Bnei Yisrael would daven, help us with the Kananim, even though they weren't the Canaanites. They were really the Amaleki. They made them Kananim. Ro Yisrael levusheyem, right? Hakol kol Yaakov v'adayim de'esav. Ro Yisrael levusheyem ke levushey Amalekim v'lashonam lashon Kanan. Bnei Yisrael said, who is this enemy? They look like Amalekites. They sound like Kananim. Amru nispalal stam. Shenemer on imnason titain es ha'am hazeh biyadi. The next pasuk. Whoever this nation is, help us out. So what do you see from there? If they would have davened for the wrong nation, then it wouldn't have been as effective. So they davened stam. So we have to try to do what we can to be medayik in our tefillah, but also stam, because we don't always know exactly what we're davening. We mentioned in the past, that is why we add in usakabel berachami muvaraton tefillah seinu. We're davening what we think is right. But ultimately, you know what's right for us. So accept berachamim, our tefillah, because that is what you know. That is why some point out that we have tefillos to help our tefillah. Right, we daven that we have a proper davening. Right on Yom Ha'Naroim. Right, we have the tefillah of Heyei Impifios Shluchei Amcha Yisrael. Right, the old tzibur is davening that Hashem help out the chazan. Help out the chazan. Right, help me say the right words, and right, the hinini, right, all these types of tefillahs are shlikashlu bilashonam, right, all these, so that's the way that we have to make sure that we daven, but we also leave some room and not be so limiting in our way. Right? That's why also the Berachas Kohanim is very general, right? Because it's Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. It's very general because it can include any bracha that Klal Yisrael needs. Good. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem b'chalafta b'shem Rabbi Meir v'hayakir b'sad l'spala el Hashem mikan shekal amar b'tfila nene. We go back to the first idea that when you're mar b'tfila, one is answered. Emasai, fine. And that was the Ribi Tfila. It's a remes to Ne'ilah. Emasai hi Ne'ilah. So how do we, when is Ne'ilah davened? Rabbanan to Kesaron. The rabbis of Kesaria. Amrin is Palgan Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas Rav Rabbi Yochanan. And it's a machlokas really what the word Ne'ilah means. Which gates are closing? Rav Amr ben Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim. Rav says, in the gates of heaven are closing. Right, the gates of heaven are closing, and this is later, this is after Shkia. Why? The Charedim explains, it's as if the sun goes into the gates of heaven, and the gates close after the sun goes in. The sun sets, and the gates close. So Ne'ilas Shari Shamayim is after Shkia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ben'il Shari Heichal. No, it's when the gates of the Heichal close, which are earlier in the day, closer to Shkia. Amar Rabbi Yudin An Tirdaya, that's his name, Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's earlier. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Tainus, Bishlosha Prakim, Hakoanim Nosim Eskapeyim Arba Pamimayom, three different possibilities that the Kohanim are going to duchin four times a day, meaning Shachris Musaf Mincha Ne'ilah. But it says the word Bayom, four times Bayom, B'shachris, b'musa, b'mincha, b'ne'ila sh'arim. So you see, it's described as bayom, so it has to be talking about the earlier one, which is Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. B'taniyos, b'ma'amados, b'yom ha'kippurim, on fast days that they used to have for rain, ma'amados, remember the B'nai Yisrael split up into ma'amados, they had different representations of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, and also in the towns they had special tefillos, u'b'yom ha'kippurim, islachamemar, ne'ila shari shemayim bayom. So therefore, you see from there that the shari shemayim are referring to Bayom. You look in the Rosh Zerlio, Mi Mishnah Yesera Kadaik, it's from the extra word. It could have just said Arba Pa'amim, not Arba Pa'amim Bayom. From the fact that it says Bayom, it must be emphasizing that it is, all four are during the day, so it's the earlier Ne'ilah. Good. Achui de Ime de Rav Ada, same story as we had before. Havitzayr Golse de Rav Soma Rabba used to take his coat on Yom Kippur. Amarle, Katich me Shimsha Brej Dikli, Tavli Golse, give me my coat, Denisli Ne'ila Sha'arim. Right, that's the other Girsa, the other story with a little twitch, a little switch so that we could understand it having Ne'ila earlier. Mechafa Shita Se de Rav, we have a Stira in Rav Shita, right, that's the second time we just had that lashon mechalfa. We have a stira in Rav. Why? Tamanu Amar. Why? Because he just said here Benila Shari Shemayim is referring to the later gates of heaven closing, which is after Shkia. V'ko'amar Benila Shari Heichal. But here we have another version, another mesora from Rav that he says that it's referring to, like Rabbi Yochanan says, right? That the why? Because of this story. He's davening in Ne'ilah earlier, right? He says, "Bring me my coat when the sun is at the tops of the trees." So Amar Rav Masna, al yedei d'havi marech Rav Bitzlosei, sagin, because he had a very long ne'ilah, havi magil ne'ilah shari shamayim. He got to there. That's not when he says that you should start ne'ilah, but that's when he got there later in the day. Right? And the zman for ne'ilah is a big discussion. Generally, one should start earlier, and the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes this, that in Tafresh Chav Gimel, that one should start Ne'ilah when it is still day, so that there is time, and many finish later in Chutz La'aretz, there's no issue of Birchas Kohanim, so it doesn't matter if they go even late, a little later in Eretz Yisrael, we try to finish in time for the Kohanim to Duchen, but that is in Tafresh Chav Gimel, Sif Beis, the Mishnah Berurah notes, You also have the piyut, because the piyut says, Hayom yifne hashemesh yavo v'yifne. So in some machzorim it says, if it's after Shkia, you should switch that. Hayom pana, right? Instead of yifne, right, switch it to the past, because it already happened. Others say that you don't have to switch it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that's the nusach, and it could be referring to tzeis, doesn't have to be referring to Shkia. Okay, either way, that's in terms of when Ne'ilah starts. Ne'ilah ma'uj diftar shal erev, right? The question that's also asked in the Bavli and Maseches Yuma. Could Ne'ilah pater myriv? Right, I'm very hungry, I just want to get home. Could I daven Ne'ilah? That's my extra tefillah today. You know, how many times do I have to daven? So if I daven Ne'ilah, could that work for myriv? Obviously, this only works if, according to the Deah, then Ne'ilah is after Shkia, right? Otherwise, it's not going to work for Ma'ariv. And we're assuming according to the Rabbana, not Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba, Rav Huna, b'shem Rav, ne'ila poter shel Arif. It works. Amar le Rav Abba le Rav Huna. Rav Abba says to Rav Huna, hey, chu maske shel Avdala, but how could he potter? How could it work? There's no Avdala. You have to say Atachon Antanu in Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. So how you ne'ila doesn't have that? So Amar Rav Yona, le Rav Abba, hey, chu yesheva poter shmon esrei. Right? And also, he says, how can, another question. Right, Rav Abba asks this to Rav Huna. Now, Rav Yona asks to Rav Abba. Rav Abba asks one question, and Rav Yona asks Rav Abba a different question. How could this pater? Right, you have to daven Shmon Esrei, the weekday Shmon Esrei. So how could Birchas Sheva this work for that? Amar Lev, Lo Kfar Is Tazvas? Didn't I just ask a question? Why are you asking me another question? I asked you a kasha that proved that Ne'ilah shouldn't work, and now you ask me another question that Ne'ilah shouldn't work. Amar Lev, Begin Is Tazvas Tibatel. No, it's just, what if one day they find an answer to your question? Then at least they'll still have my question. So you can ask two questions. The Gemara does that sometimes. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Mada Akshi Rabbi Abba Kashiyos. Right? What Rabbi Yossi asks is a good kasha. Mada Akshi Rabbi Yona Lo Kashiyos. Right? What Rabbi Yona asks, the second question, that's not, how could you be Yotze the 7 bracha with the 18? That's okay. Kal Hikido La Mishim Taniso. She Sheva Poteresh Mon Esrei. They will make all. You know, you're fasting the whole day. You want to get home. They will make all. You don't have to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Remember, we had on Shabbos too. Why don't you daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos along with the extra? What does the Gemara say in Brachas in the Bavli? Tircha de Tzibura. So Tircha de Tzibura. That's why here too Tircha de Tzibura on Yom Kippur. So the second question isn't as problematic. Only the first question is a problem. What about Havdalah? Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Amar LaChavraya. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal said to his colleagues, Varai. Min kulchon shamis she'eni lepoteres shel erev. I've heard from all of you that, right, I surmise that ne'ilah is not going to work. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Levi, eini lepoteres shel erev. It doesn't poter. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, v'tani Rav Yechia Kain. Rav Yechia also learned this in a braisa. V'chol yom adam is palo shmona esrei. Every day a person has davened shmona esrei b'motzei Shabbos, including motzei Shabbos, u'b'motzei yom kippurim, u'b'motzei tainis sibur. Right, because by Mosi Shabbos, Mosi Yom Kippur, one has to add in Atachon Antanu, and therefore Havdalah, and therefore you wouldn't be able to daven a shortened, right, elsewhere, right, we have sometimes if you're in a Makam Sakana or in another place where one has to daven a shortened, but no, you got to daven a full Shmoneh Esrei on Mosi Shabbos, Mosi Yom Kippur, and Motsoi Tainis Tzibur, one wouldn't be able to daven a shortened one. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in the fourth Perek, talking more about other Tefillah issues coming up.